Ammonial targets?
Deceivers didn't kill Gokhale. Of that I'm sure. This was done by the people who lured Swan out and killed him. If they killed him. If! The Radisha was startled by the implication. We saw no corpse. Note that we have no body this time either. Men disguised as our men were right there to haul the body away. That's two members of the Privy Council lost in less than a week. Organizationally, they were the most important. They made the machinery work. If the great general was anywhere nearby, I'd predict that he would be their next target. That gaggle of priests means nothing. They do nothing. They control nothing. My sister proved that if they're killed, they can be replaced by other do-nothings within minutes. Nobody can replace Swan or Gokhale. The Greys are beginning to unravel already. Mergen made a mental note to mention that Willow Swan might have been less a puppet than he led the world to believe.
Why couldn't it be the Stranglers?
The Radisha asked.
Because those people cut the head off that particular serpent the other day.
She described events in the Thieves' Garden.
Obviously, she had not bothered to share the news before. It was clear that the Protector considered the Princess a necessary but junior partner in her enterprise.
In a matter of days, these people whom we thought ruined forever have cut the head off one enemy and have crippled the other seriously. There is a dangerous mind behind this.
Not dangerous at all. Not even that lucky. But a sufficiently paranoid mind will discern patterns and threats where only fortune has conspired. Soulcatcher was ever alert for evils as great as her own.
We knew they couldn't remain in the darkness forever,
the Radisha said. She corrected herself hastily.
I knew. The captain reminded me often enough.
She did not need to bring up the past and her belief in mistakes she had made. That devil was buried deep, hundreds of miles away. A much more immediate danger was right there in the room with her. The Protector was a mistake she had abandoned hope of living long enough to correct. Blind to the consequences at the time, she had chosen to mount the tiger. Now her sole choice was to hang on for the rest of the ride.
Soulcatcher said, "We have to recall the great general. If we can get his troops into the city before our enemies make their next move, we'll have the manpower to hunt them down. You should send the orders immediately, and once the courier is safely off, we should announce that the great general is returning. Their special dislike for Mogaba should cause them to delay their other plans till they can gather him in as well."
"You think you know what they'll do?"
"I know what I'd do if I came down with the kind of sudden, burning ambition that seems to have taken them over. I wonder if there hasn't been some kind of coup or something."
Exasperated, the Radisha demanded,
"What will they do next?"
"I'll keep that to myself for now. Not that I don't trust you."
Soulcatcher probably had abiding suspicions about herself.
"I just want to make sure I've identified enough of a pattern to begin tapping into the workings of this new mind. I'm quite talented at that, you know."
The Radisha knew, to her own despair. She said nothing. Soulcatcher sat silently herself, as though waiting for the princess to speak.